I was real aggro. You in a wheelchair, you wouldn't expect much strength, but all of a sudden I had full strength and I pounded a brick out of the double brick wall.
I'm Richard Fox and this is Messages of Hope. Anger can be a powerful force. It can give us the adrenaline to lash out destructively, or it can drive us on to make an unjust situation better. What gets you angry?
I get angry when my brother starts going around going nutso.
If people just make silly mistakes, like if people don't listen and then they don't know what they're doing.
I get angry when things are unfair.
I get very angry at myself because I sometimes set unreasonable expectations.
Sitting in traffic, frustrated. People doing the wrong thing, frustrated. Probably me doing the wrong thing it's just that, yeah, that upsets me.
Anger in itself isn't good or bad. It's what we do with it that matters. Today we're talking with Adam, who had a very good reason to be angry, and how facing it changed his life.
I love my bike riding. I used to do my business, was Adam the First Gardener. I used to pull 250 kilos of horticulture tool behind my pushbike. And that's part of me. That's part of me. But I'm never allowed back on a pushbike because of the accident. I got hit by a car. I was basically ridden off, coma, for 8 days. I had full memory loss, internal head injury, and a knee injury. I was pretty messed up. I had to rebuild my whole life again. How frustrating it was very frustrating because I had my mind, I had what I could remember, I had some of my mind. So because I've got short-term memory loss, I'm sorry if I jump around a bit. I apologise for that. I'm trying to do the best. Because they had to teach me how to use my hands again, how to walk again, how to build up my strength, my balance, everything. I had to learn everything. Another bit of my rehab was they said keep a diary. And I've always done my writing since I was at school. So it's mostly poetry because that's the way I... And it was simple for me to communicate. So I had to do tedious tasks the first month. Then they got me writing the poems so I could understand and produce something. That's how my story came around.
Adam, poetry seems to be a great way to express yourself.
Yeah.
It's not reliant on your short-term memory.
Yeah.
I'd like to read one of the poems you wrote before the accident that ended up relating to what you went through in your recovery.
Okay.
He gets the mickey taken out of him all the time. There's no glimmer in the smile of the man. No one who cares if he was dead or alive. Feels like no one loves him. No friend in the world, he thinks. He's a few cans short of a six-pack and is not all that smart, they say. Do you like me? I'm human, not a monster.
Yeah. That was early 90s. And we had some bullies in our class and they were picking on someone and I was sitting watching that one day, them picking on him, and I said, hang on, that's me. Have I picked on this guy or am I the guy that's been picked on? And after my accident, there was some things like that happening in rehab and all that. There, you get some people that are just rah-rah-rah at you.
And
there were some people trying to knock me down and I just went, you want to tell me I can't? You've got two words I can tell you, which I won't say. But I don't know that I was you. If you're saying that I can't do it, I'm going to prove you wrong and do it. And one time they took me up to physio and I wheeled my chair over and they said, you're angry. And I went, yeah, I want to be left alone. They said, fair enough. I was real aggro. I'd had a bad night that night and I just wheeled myself over privately and my anger was that I hit a double brick wall. And you in a wheelchair, you wouldn't expect much strength, but all of a sudden I had full strength and I pounded a brick out of a double brick wall. So you can imagine they were scared of me. The staff that day, no one wanted to come near me. I can understand that too. Now looking back, now can you imagine you've just had your life shattered by an accident and all your dreams? I'm looking back at it, I must have been angry at the driver.
Does anger get the better of you? Do you wish there was some way to deal with it in a better way? Go to messagesofhope.org.au for free PDFs, videos and podcasts about dealing with anger in positive ways. That's messagesofhope.org.au. A car accident left Adam with brain damage and physically impaired. Understandably, he was pretty angry at the driver who hit him on his pushbike. But when he faced his anger, something remarkable happened.
And I said, "Why are you upset?" And I said, "Because I'm a Christian, I should not be angry at the driver." And then they said, "Can we get you a reverend?" So but they couldn't
they said,
find.
Can they
get me a reverend? And I said, "Yes, I want to talk to someone." I didn't mean a reverend or anyone. I just wanted to talk to someone. And they found five Christians and we prayed. And then someone said, "Okay, you know what you've got to do? Forgive the driver. You need help to do that." I had to take it step by step with God's help and myself and family's help. And a lot of counselling went on. I was still in my wheelchair. And as soon as I forgave the driver, things started happening. Forgiveness is one of the most powerful things I can do for anyone. And 10 days later, I was walking. I was only around the bed, but I was up physically walking and I got such improvement, but they released me on the 11th of March, which is my birthday. Hey, how good a gift could you get on that?
Do you have a story of dealing with anger in a positive way? How were you able to turn it from something destructive to something positive? You can share your story on our Facebook page at Messages of Hope. Your story may be able to help someone else who is struggling with anger. Today we've been talking with Adam about how his life changed for the better when he faced up to his anger.
Adam, another significant poem you wrote during your rehab is called The Person in the Mirror.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
This is a good analogy for anyone. This was an exercise I had to do at Tech as part of my recovery. And I said, "Well, what makes you a special person? What makes you you?" And I went and asked people around me. I said, "How does the world see me? How do you see me?"
Personally, why am I special and do I recognise the man in the mirror? Do I dress well and do the colours of my clothes?
Clothes say who I am. Is it my facial features say who I am? Is it my work, my hobbies?
Why am I special and do I recognise the man in the mirror? Do I dress well and do the colours of my clothes say something about me? Am I male or female? What's the colour of my eyes, skin, hair? How short or tall am I? The things I like and my hobbies are all part of me. Am I caring, sharing, reliable, fit, hardworking? Can I write poems? Can you tell me? What does the world see in me? And the man inside of me, the Spirit of God too. Can I smile at what I see in the mirror? Can you smile at what you see in the mirror?
Yeah, I actually can these days. For while I was recovering, I was going to go, "I'm going to beat you. I'm going to make you the person I should be." I can smile. These days I can smile at the person.
And what's made that possible?
God's love in me. If I had my own strength, I wouldn't be here. God carries me. He walks with me. And throughout my life, God has been there. As I've been saying, can you look at the bloke in the mirror? I can smile. These days I can smile at the person because I like the man I see. And in the shadow of that image is God standing there going, "Hey, I'm walking with you. I'm carrying you."
You've been listening to Messages of Hope. For free PDFs, videos and podcasts about dealing with anger in positive ways, go to messagesofhope.org.au. I'm Richard Fox. I hope you can join us next week for another Message of Hope.